going to not spend a lot of time on money and markets. I want to preserve the time for our wrap-up. So let me quick jump to Ask Catherine. We have some great precious metals questions, which I'm going to defer to the precious metals market report, including one on confiscation, which I'll run through quickly. We have, if you're a subscriber, we have a precious metals market library, and it includes a description and access, easy access to all the precious metals market reports. And so you can look down and see the ones we've done on confiscation, because this is a topic that Franklin and I have addressed many times, and I'm sure we'll do it many times again. So let me just run through it quickly. I'm not particularly concerned about confiscation of precious metals. If anything, you know, if you look at what the feds have to fiddle with, from taxation to margin requirements, there's plenty of fiddling they can do without confiscation. I'm very, very concerned about confiscation, which is happening now. Every person listening to this Solaria report is experiencing significant confiscation as we speak, which is occurring by the debasement of the dollars and the fixed income investments that you are denominated in dollars. So we're all experiencing very significant debasement, and have for quite a while. And that debasement is not just financial, but it also sneaks into regulatory changes. So debasement comes through cutting off access to knowledge and technology, regulations that make things more expensive or deny access, on and on and on. So we are being debased. We are being debased as we speak. And so that's the confiscation I think it's very important to work on. But let me keep going with gold. When gold was confiscated in the United States in the 30s, gold represented a major portion of liquid household assets, family wealth. Now it's a tiny portion, which means if you confiscate gold, you pick an enormous fight with a very irascible vocal group of people, and you get very little money for your trouble. So it doesn't make sense to do it as a financial matter. If you look at where household assets are today, they're in IRAs, 401ks, defined benefit plan, and pension plans. If we are at a risk of confiscation, it is on the subtle but very expensive changes that could occur on IRAs, 401ks, and defined benefit plans. And I think that's where I have real concern about confiscation by another name. The last thing I want to see, if you look at what where Mr. Global wants to go in terms of introducing new currencies, the gold standard, if only at an institutional level to define new currencies and who's who in new currencies, is going to be important. So confiscation of gold is really contradictory to where they want to go. And so if you look at the state legislative efforts to adopt gold and silver as legal tender, those efforts are coming with the help and support of Mr. Global. They're being made to look like grassroots efforts, but at the heart of them, I don't think they are. So, if you look at the politics of where gold and silver is going, I think confiscation is contradictory to where Mr. Global wants to go. So I think in the scheme of your confiscation risks, it's very small, whereas the kinds of confiscation we're all experiencing through debasement is happening right now, and I think that is where you want to spend your focus on. Again, check out the Precious Metals Market Library, because Franklin and I talk about it at some length.